This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder if you've been on a trip recently or have one coming up. You know, these days it can be hard to pick your suitcase out on the carousel at the baggage claim. So many suitcases look exactly alike. But have you noticed that some people are much better at packing their suitcases? You can take two suitcases totally the same, and one person can pack so much more effectively into their suitcases. Well, you know, our days, our lives are kind of like suitcases. Our lives are just like the lives of people around us, but we need to be careful how we pack them. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33 says, "Heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it." Well, that's good advice for us, isn't it? We need advice on how to pack the suitcase of our lives, pack the days, the moments, the years, before those moments go by and go into eternity, never to be reclaimed. We need to decide beforehand whether or not we're willing to do what it takes to get our lives into balance, to make the moments and the years of our lives count. Just look at Jesus' example, how he made his life count. Do you know, when you read the Gospels in the Bible about Jesus' life, it's so clear that Jesus didn't try to fulfill everything God had planned for this world by himself. No. He did a lot of speaking to big multitudes, but the important thing about Jesus' time on earth was that he took 12 good men and trained them. And they, in turn, trained others. And the church was built and became such a dynamic force transforming the world of that day. Well, if Jesus Christ didn't attempt to accomplish his ministry alone, should we feel that we are the only ones who can do what needs to be done, that we're irreplaceable to God, that no one can do our job as well as we do? No. One of the first things we need to do is to look for godly priorities in our lives. What is it that God wants us to do with our lives? What is it that God has placed before us? What is it that God has put on our hearts? Have you ever stopped to ask that, God? How do you work in other people's lives through me? Some of us have to stop and ask that question for the first time. Others are going a million miles an hour trying to do everything in some ministry activity we're involved in. Once you identify what it is that God has called you to, then share the load. Find other people to pass your burden on to, your vision, your passion, and then allow them to do some of it, even if they don't do it as well as you. Certainly the disciples didn't do it as well as Jesus, but they were the key to the church's growth and impact. You too need to get involved in the lives of the people around you. Get them moving with you in serving the Lord. In the long run, you'll have such a greater impact in your life by impacting others to move with you than simply by doing a better job than they might do all by yourself. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.